Hey guys, welcome to the Cream Spot. I'm one half of the Brohio podcast. I'm the delicious Nickalicious. If you got puffy nipples, turn this motherfucker off, because we don't like people with fat people jerking off to anime listen to this podcast, and we don't like guys with puffy nipples listen to this podcast. So if you fit the mold on either one of those, you can stay. I'll allow it, but I don't like you.
I'm Rob Dog. I don't really fucking care.
You definitely.
We came to fucking party.
He does care.
I do. I'm just not going to say it out loud.
You know, there's been a lot of stuff in the media this week. A lot of different things I've been seeing in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to get one thing off my chest.
Hopefully some titties.
Yeah. Kinda.
Okay.
It's okay to kick a woman.
Okay.
As long as you're a baby and you're inside of her.
Got him.
It's okay.
Okay.
Is that weird?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all.
We're really happy to have you guys here. The stream's current bit rate is higher than the recommended bit rate. All right. I don't know if the YouTube stream is working or not. I don't care if it is. We got to get in this, and we got to get it going is the thing. We're talking about humanoids tonight, Rob Dog.
Hell yeah, I'm about it.
What do you know about humanoids?
Think I had sex with one time.
That was me.
I'm still not convinced otherwise.
That was me.
Yeah.
Well, I had an interesting week. I'll tell you guys all about it in just a minute.
Sure.
First off, we're going to tell you about our new Patreon subscribers. Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Can you read that?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. What the fuck is that thing popping up? I've got a virus.
Oh, geez.
I clearly have a virus. Start the web. No. Okay, first up, we have Bob Scott. Bobby Scott, thanks for your Patreon pledge. This next one, Rob Dog's got. That's a tricky one.
Yeah, let's see here. Mariah, and this is in parentheses. Hey, Nick and Rob, let me eat that ass like a like a box of Little Deborah's Parks. Thank you, Mariah Parks. I don't want to say the rest of that, dude. That was a lot mouthful. Just like Little Deborah's.
I love them Deborah's. Mariah, hey, Nick and Rob, let me eat that ass like a box of Little Deborah's Parks. All right, man.
This rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does. I hope that's her birth name. That's a pretty cool name if she was born with that name.
That's her parents with that foresight.
That girl is destined for greatness. She's destined for Deborah's.
For sure, yeah.
She's got the double D's. She's destined for Deborah's. Jason Gravy Griffith, thank you, sir, for your Patreon pledge.
Marissa Cock.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm guessing.
And Brian Cuttance, he's definitely emo for
cuddling
sure.
Cuddling.
He's cutting for sure.
Yeah. Nicholas Miles, thank you.
Spencer Crudslinger. Crutslinger. Crudslinger. If I had to name a pair of my panties, I would name them Crutzingers. Like if I had to, you know, like you name a horse.
Yeah.
I would name my panties Crutzingers.
That makes perfect sense.
Thank you, Spencer.
And last but not least, looks like we got the Beer Canspiracy Show. Let's see that play on words.
That sounds like a podcast to me.
Yeah.
I'd go check them out.
Don't turn us off for them, but go check them out after this.
Yeah, fuck it. Turn us off. No one needs us.
At least listen to the ads.
Nobody needs us.
Fast forward to the ads and then you can listen to them.
If I had a dollar for every time someone sent us this article this week, we would have 10 bagillion. We'd have more money than fucking Steven Amazon and more money than Forrest Gump for all the people that sent us this article this week. But I'm going to read it.
Oh, sure.
This sounds like just a unfortunate chain of events, honestly. Bomb squad called the hospital after a man reportedly had World War II mortar stuck in his butt.
Oh, okay. Been there.
No, nobody has literally been there ever, I don't think. That's a sticky situation. And I guess the saddest part about all of it is the bomb squad got called. You know, how embarrassing that would be. Well, let's get to the story here. A bomb squad was called to a UK hospital after a man said he had a World War II mortar shell stuck in his rear, reported by The Sun. According to reports, the man was a military enthusiast who had military collectibles and slipped and fell on the 57mm shell. Ugh. The 57mm mortar round was used by the Royal Artillery in the Second World War as anti-tank round.
First off, 57mm, how big is that?
That's at least as big as my dick. At least.
But I can definitely fit that in my butt.
I was talking to my buddy Joe. I told him I went to Disney. And he said, how many Mickey Mouses can you fit in your ass? And I'm like, Joe, I would have ran out of money before I ran out of ass. I'll tell you that, because there is Disney World is expensive. Yeah,
you can't afford more than two.
Yeah, I know. A spokesperson for Gloucestershire Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust said, "We can confirm that the Police and Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team, EOD, attended Gloucestershire Royal Hospital. As with any incident involving munitions, the relevant safety protocols were followed to ensure that there were no risk to patients, staff, or visitors at any time. The unnamed patient was released from the hospital and expected to make a full recovery."
Good for him and his butthole.
Now, that begs the question. It says he slipped and fell on this World War II mortar shell and it went in his ass. I've slipped and fell on a few things. Have I had them hit me in the butthole? Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah.
But have I ever had a mortar round go inside my ass? Yeah, it's happened. So for this guy to say that this happened, for all you naysayers to say, no, this didn't happen to you, well, watch what you say. Because this can happen to anybody at any time.
Yeah.
If I had a dollar for every time I've been walking around the house and fell and something went up my ass, I'd have a lot of money, Rob. It just happens, man.
Yeah, I've told the story about my the knob in my shower to change the water, but turned the water from hot to cold. Yeah. Hot went up my ass one time.
Yeah, get that it guy happens. To get it out for you.
Yeah, it definitely made it hot in there, I'll tell you that.
So the thing about, in you know, you and I joke a lot about being intimate with each other, whether it's happened or not. That's not for the people to it's not for them. That's between you and I.
Yeah.
But anytime you get a surprise something in your butt, it hurts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So if this guy did indeed slip and fall on a mortar round, went in his ass,
man,
I want to know what was going on for him to just be like naked walking around mortar shells. Because 9 times out of 10, if you slip and fall on something like that, you're going to have some gym shorts or in my case, a really nice pair of sweat shorts blocking the shit from going in your butt. But this guy was just naked walking around mortar shells.
Yeah, my
God, fucking lie. Is he a sultan? What is he? I mean,
yeah, where do you find yourself in life where you're naked near mortars? I want to be there.
Yeah, man, it sounds like a lot of fun. Speaking of a lot of fun, I've got some type of illness. I've got a some type of sinus. I don't think it's COVID. If it is, sorry, right? But you remember 2 years ago when,
yeah,
if you or I sneezed or farted wrong, we'd have to call each other and be like, dude, I sneezed 3 times earlier. I don't know if you want to come over.
Yeah, weird time, man.
Now I'm just like fever, shitting my guts out, cramps, can't taste, can't smell. Come on over. We're going to get it done.
It's
just
what we do, man.
What we do. And I told everybody that I was going to Disney World. And I went to Disney World. That is the most expensive fucking place.
Oh,
in the
dude, it's
world.
Brutal.
I said, "Give me 2 pretzels and a water." They said, "That'll be $48." I said, "Run that back through the calculator because I think you fucking clicked on something wrong. That's not correct." They said, "No, sir, you're actually right. You owe us $53. Do you want us to run that through the calculator again?" I said, "Absolutely not. Here's all of the money in my bank account." I spent so much money at Disney that when I came back to work on Tuesday, I went to go use my debit card to get food from the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker got declined.
Oops.
I said, "I know I got some money in there."
Yeah.
I called the bank. They said, you've had a lot of weird charges on your card. Was it you? And I said, "Yep, that was all me. That was all me." And then there was I put it on my Facebook, but then there was a notification on my bank app that said I...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a donut shop down the street from my house.
It's so good.
And it notified me and said, "You spend a little less money than you normally do when you go to the donut shop. Is this right? Why are you fucking asking me these questions, banking app?"
It's so funny that
God,
they said, like,
bullshit.
We recognize you're spending a little less at this place than what you normally do. Is that correct?
Did you mean to only spend $17 at the donut shop instead of $37?
Instead of $42.
But Disney World, I had a lot of fun with my wife. It was just her and I. I absolutely had some good sex with Goofy.
Oh, yeah.
And Donald. That was some of the best stuff I've ever had.
Goofy gets wild.
And one of the just a magical place. We had a lot of fun. The Rise of the Resistance ride, the Star Wars ride at the Hollywood Studios, probably worth the price of admission by itself. That motherfucker's wild, dude.
Yeah.
My asshole was tighter than shit. Kylo Ren chasing me around a spaceship.
Nice.
That was a good time. Probably the funniest thing that happened while I was there, though, it is an absolute melting pot of cultures.
Oh, yeah.
People from other galaxies are probably there.
Sure.
People from all over the world. I would say every country was probably represented at this place while I was there. A couple funny things that happened while I was there. But the funniest thing, I was standing next to, we're just looking at the castle in the morning when we first got there. They open up. And they start every day. They have a bit of a song and dance, rigmarole, Donald, Daisy, Mickey. They're all dancing on the stage and stuff, running around. And there was these two guys. Just, they look like Adonises. They were fucking gorgeous, dude. I mean, they were tan. Looked like they're probably from Italy or something. I don't know. They're just beautiful.
You had me at two gorgeous guys.
They spoke perfect English. So they're probably just tan dudes from some, not Ohio. I don't
yeah.
know. But all they did is they looked like they do CrossFit and moisturize their penis is what they
oh, nice.
Look like. That's probably all they do.
Yeah.
But each of them had a cart, like a stroller in front of them with like kids in it. And they're just standing there. They're like talking it up, probably talking about protein powders and shaving their balls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw this woman and I heard this woman talking earlier to her husband. She was talking about remodeling their house, and her husband was fucking in pain listening to this bitch talk. And I could just tell that she was probably top 10 most annoying women in the entire world. And he
knew it as well.
He didn't even want to talk to her. She had the Karen haircut, just the Karen attitude. Just, and I don't like calling people Karens, but that's the only way I can describe her. And you could tell that she had waited her entire fucking, she was probably a bigot, probably a homophobe her entire life. And she had waited her entire fucking day, life, to redeem herself in this moment. She looks back at these two guys, these two CrossFit jack-off guys. Both of them have strollers. And she walks over to them right behind me and she says, "I just want you boys to know that I think it's beautiful what you've done for these children. Even though you guys are gay, you gave these kids a beautiful
life." She's just assuming.
She said, "Even though you're gay, you stand up for what you believe in, and you give these kids a beautiful life." And I know in her head, she's probably thinking, "I hope they never walk in on you having sex, because they'll be fucked up for life." But she just gives like this 45-second speech to these poor guys. You know, they're talking about protein powder and fucking curls for the girls and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just think the world, you know, you did this for these kids. They probably would have grown up poor and poverty on drugs, but you guys come together and you guys are special and you are in love and you make love and you're beautiful and you give." And the one guy's like, hold on a second. We're not gay. And then she's like, "Oh, I'm okay with it. I'm okay."
She's not trying to convince them that they are gay.
She's making them gay.
She's like, "No, you guys are obviously gay."
Bippity boppity gay. She's trying to turn these motherfuckers gay right in front of me. And I'm just like, I'm eating it up. I said, all the cool stuff happens to me. Every single time someone in public's being a complete fucking maroon. They're, you know, and that's what I was thinking of. These guys probably just do CrossFit and count macros.
Right.
Me, I'm counting macros. I'm eating fucking dessert while these guys are counting macros. And he's like, "We're not gay." Their wives are like fucking five steps in front of us. And they look just like they would be the wives of these guys.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
They fit the part.
So they're just two gorgeous couples.
Yeah. That, like magazine cologne ad couples.
Right.
And the one wife comes, she's like, what's going on? And the one guy that wasn't talking before, he's like, "This lady thinks we're faggots."
Oh, my God.
And I was like, "Oh, my God. We can't." And I started back up because I was ready to break up the fight. I thought they're going to start fighting. And the guy's just like, and he's like, "This lady thinks we're," and he said it again. And she's like, "Well, you guys are not homosexual." She tried to whisper it. She's like, "You're not homosexuals." And the wife got all burned up. She's like, "No, they're our husbands." And she's like, I thought that they were a gay couple and they adopted these children. And the lady's like, why the fuck would you think that? Like, what, looking at them, why would you think that?
Yeah. It's like, that's a weird assumption just to make out of nowhere.
So then I was worried for the guy for saying the F word really loud.
Yeah.
And then I was worried.
Disney World.
Yes, it, saying the F word at Disney World. I was worried for his life. Mm. I was worried for the old lumpy bitch's life for thinking the guys were gay and accusing them of having adopting the children. The fucking kids looked like, the kid on the right looked like the dad on the right. The kid on the left looked like the fucking dad on the left. It when I walked past them like dads with kids, I didn't think, oh God, that's gay people that adopted kids. They're fucking doomed, whatever. But I was ready for the, this is it, like, dude, this is at 8:45 in the morning, 9 o'clock. I'm ready for the roof to blow off this motherfucker. I'm so excited. It's going to be a great day. And just to start it with this.
Man, that's, yeah, that's definitely telling for
the
day. But
then eventually the husband of the old woman steps in. He's like, I'm sorry for my dumbass wife. Steps in. I'm sorry for my dumbass wife.
Dude, I bet she was so embarrassed.
And that's the thing. She acted like, she did nothing wrong. She acted like it was all their fucking fault. And I said, what a miserable existence. She tried to redeem herself.
What a dumbass.
Yeah, but it was cool, man. It was cool. It was a fun trip. That pretty much made it for me, honestly.
That's worth it. Worth the price of admission.
That and the Star Wars ride.
Yeah.
But he dropped that F word loud in the middle of Disney. So then I was ready. You know, at first I was ready to defend him.
Yeah.
But then he dropped the F word. I said, man, I have to fight this motherfucker. May have to pick that stroller up and beat him up over the head with it. Can't be throwing around the F word. We're past that. But he did it. He said, this lady thinks we're a couple. I said, oh, God. There's about to be a homicide right here. I think it's beautiful what you've done for these children. What you've done for them. This is great. This is good fucking TV right here.
Man, that would have been fun.
I know. Well, we're talking about humanoids in this episode of the Brohio Podcast. We got about an hour left here, give or take. We can't go over. We can't go under. We got an hour left for you.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm really, really sick. Is it really? It got really fucking hot
in here. It is pretty hot in here. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, let Rob talk to you guys for a second.
Okay.
I got to go turn the heat
down. Putting the pressure on. Sure. It doesn't matter.
It's never hot in here. It's like 20 degrees here in Ohio.
Feels fucking great outside.
It's going to be in the 60s this weekend. What the
it
fuck,
was,
dude?
It was last week too, man.
I'm just going to keep on getting sick and sick and sick and sick. Okay.
I don't care if I'm going to a kid's basketball game or...
Who cares?
Or not.
Fuck him.
They get a whole... Oh, yeah. That was a little weak one.
That was a good one. That was good. I get also to update you guys. I don't know what's going to happen next week. I have to get 4 wisdom teeth taken out next week.
Oh, hell yeah.
No. He's like,
you want to. That fucking sucks, dude.
He said, you want to be put under 4? I said, fuck no, I don't. Get on top of me and get them out.
Oh, dude, you don't want to. Just go to sleep.
I know.
Just fucking go to sleep.
It sucks. The lady at the. We'll get started and I'll circle back because we got to get the content started or we'll never stop. This one's called Abducted While Camping. This
yeah, that's
kind
my
of
favorite
a long
way.
Story.
Favorite way to camp.
This is from Reddit. This is from Will23423.
Clever.
3 months ago, I was camping with friends in a very remote part of Northern California. I'm a massive wilderness junkie, not a drug junkie. I've been camping all my life, and I spend much of my free time hiking, rock climbing, hunting, etc. A buddy of mine, who also enjoys the outdoors, wanted to head up to the Sierras for a weekend and asked me to go with him. It was our second night, and we were sitting up by the fire. God, I fucking love porno stories. We weren't staying at a campsite. We had hiked about 10 miles from our cars to a clearing with a beautiful view. He'd stayed at this place once before. It was around 10 p.m. My buddy was tired and went to sleep in his tent. I wanted to stay up for a while, and about 45 minutes after he went to bed, I saw this object coming from the valley below. It was a basic flying saucer shape with multiple circular lights rotating around the edges that changed colors over and over. I was absolutely shocked. I watched it for maybe 15 seconds and decided I had to wake him up so he could see it and wouldn't think I was crazy. I stood up, and when I looked back towards it, the thing was gone. I called out his name, and that's when everything got really fucked up. I didn't hear my own voice when I called out. Everything was completely silent. I could move my eyes around, but couldn't move my body. I remember seeing the fire had completely frozen and everything looked like a picture, like time had stopped or something. Then there was a flash of light and I blacked out. I woke up later just as the sun was starting to rise. I was outside laying in the dirt, shivering next to the fire that had long gone out. I felt like I had been drugged, totally in the haze. I sluggishly yelled out my friend's name a couple of times, and he came out of the tent. He was really confused, to say the least. I tried to explain what happened, but my memory was really foggy, and I just couldn't articulate it. We left within 30 minutes. I was totally silent on the car ride back, falling in and out of sleep for 7 hours. He dropped me off my house, and I passed out for basically an entire day. A few hours later, I was messing around with an amp, and it released this static sound when I unplugged my guitar. For some reason, they all make that fucking sound, but for some reason, this sound somehow triggered my memory, and I remembered everything. When I came back into consciousness, I was suspended laterally in the circular mechanism.
Oh, shit.
In a position very similar to Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man.
Oh, yeah.
These clear glass-like shackle-type restraints were holding me in place. I was completely nude, and standing above me were three typical aliens. They were around 4 feet tall and were wearing white spandex-like suits. Two Sweet. Were just standing there observing the others, who was extracting blood from a vein under my armpit.
Ooh.
With this weird-looking syringe. Although they didn't show any real reaction, I could still tell that they were surprised that I was awake. I couldn't move at all except for my eyes and lips. I was absolutely terrified in sort of fight or flight mode, my heart pounding from an influx of adrenaline. I couldn't even begin to tell you how scared I was, but I also felt total rage. I wanted to kill them. I wanted to rip out of this device and completely destroy them. My brain went totally primal, just animal instinct, and I could just tell that they could sense my anger because they all stepped back. Simultaneously, I'm 6'3", 185 pounds, and I was hoping I looked as threatening as possible, which is silly because I was totally paralyzed and therefore completely harmless. Two of them disappeared from my view and presumably left the room. The other one was staring at me, void of any emotion. I wanted so badly to just shut my eyes, but I forced myself to just stare right back at it, trying my hardest not to blink. Then the others came back, and now they weren't alone. I honestly couldn't believe my eyes. Standing behind them were two very tall, very human-looking beings, a male and a female. They looked like Norse gods, with bright golden hair and massive eyes. The males were dark blue, and females were violet. I suppose they are what the UFO community refers to as the Nordics.
Yes. Yeah, yep.
This was quite bizarre to me. My family descended from Sweden, and I am very Nordic-looking. Blonde hair, blue eyes, the works. I know this is cliche, but I heard a female voice in my mind. For some reason, I could understand what she was telling me, although it wasn't like she was saying anything in English. She told me everything like, "Be calm, you're not in danger." I relaxed and asked her what they wanted with me. She said that they were just, quote, checking up on me. I practically blacked out after hearing that. I asked her what she meant. She said that they had saved me when I first came into being. I immediately knew exactly what she was talking about. I was born practically 2 months premature. My mother was horribly sick during labor. We both had fevers of over 104 degrees. The strange thing is the doctors had absolutely no idea what was wrong with us. I was given 2 spinal taps, Ooh. My mother 3. I spent 4 nights in the bubble housing ICU thing. There was a decent chance I was going to die. And one day I started getting better and made a full recovery. The doctors were very worried that the whole ordeal might have permanently damaged my body and possibly my brain, but I was totally fine. I asked her, "Why did you save me?" This time I heard a deep male voice stating that this is a conversation for a later time. I asked him if they are human. He said no. I was confused considering that they look quite human. I asked him if man had come from them. He said yes. They had come here 200,000 years ago and created mankind by combining their DNA with that of our primate ancestors.
This is fun.
It makes too much sense. That's why it's scary.
I always said they've been here longer than we have.
I wanted to know why they looked especially similar to me more than any other humans. He stated that many males of their kind found female humans attractive and mated with them. This directly passed on some of their physical features to Nordic people. I wanted to know more, but they declined and said it was time for me to go back. I blacked out instantly and woke up by the extinguished campfire, clothes and shivering. That was my daughter turning on the lights.
I was gonna say, oh shit, they're coming for us
right
too.
As we finished that story, the lights flickered in our studio.
It happens.
Aliens or lights?
Every. All.
Yeah, man. What's cool about the story is it makes sense.
For sure.
If it seems like. And I didn't even really read that entire story. I just kind of put it on here.
Skimmed, yeah.
And I've really been struggling with the universe lately.
Okay.
And we've kind of documented it in the podcast and we've talked about it ad nauseum. But I just, every week I get more and more scared about what's out there.
Yeah.
To the point now where I'm starting to just like look up in the sky and I'm just wishing a motherfucker would.
Sure.
I'm kind of a defiant asshole to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go out and stand in the yard and look up there. I'm like, I just wish one of you pussy ass bitches would come fuck with me so you could find out what these hands are all about.
Can you imagine just standing out there and just seeing a huge ship enter the atmosphere?
They're doing like this satellite link thing. Elon Musk has got, everyone's seeing it in Ohio right now. There's like a long string of lights. It looks like a fucking spaceship flying through the air.
Okay.
Everyone saw it a few days ago.
Hmm.
But it's just Elon Musk satellites flying around up there. Nothing major.
That's still kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to see a big old goddamn spaceship.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
And then when I went to Disney and I was at the edge of the galaxy where, you know, it's like you're in Star Wars, I start to think like, what if there is something out there that's like this? There has to be, because this can't be just it. The Earth is it. Yeah. I want to go to that place and hang out. We went to Oga's Cantina, which is...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, you know, in the movie.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. A place like the cantina.
And they try and model the drinks after what you would drink.
Fuck
in,
yeah.
In another planet.
Nice.
And they're like, I got a slick slugger fucking booger green drink.
I would want the most cummy sounding drink.
Yeah, I got it. Don't worry, I got it. And it kind of tasted like maybe if you ate a margarita out of my ass, this is what this thing tasted like.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then my wife got some kind of fucking fruity peach drink, but they put this big ball of foam on top of it and they said, don't get the foam up your nose. So me,
I would have snorted that shit.
I did. I took a big drink like a milkshake and the foam went up my nose and in my mouth. It felt like I had been fucking pepper sprayed by dragon piss. It was the worst shit. It was pure ginger, I think.
Okay.
But dude, it about killed my ass right there.
Yeah, that'll fuck you up.
Right in Oga's Cantina in Star Wars world, I about went down.
Oh, man, that's no good.
Yeah, but it was a cool experience.
We about lost you.
Yeah, about fucking lost my big ass. All right, we're on to the next story here.
Weird creatures in the middle of the road from Spacey Car Chasey. Okay, cool. I'm from Indiana, and a couple years back, my mother was driving my sister and I to school. To set the stage, it was a foggier morning, and it was on a stretch of road with forest on one side and a cornfield on the other. Sounds like most of Ohio and Indiana. So, out of the blue, this creature that we couldn't identify ran across the road, causing my mom to slam the brakes. It looked about the size of a grown man and was covered in dark hair. It was bipedal, but was loping really oddly. I don't even know what that means. Like,
yeah, just
one leg shorter than the other,
moving around like the way it walked and moved.
Hopping around. Yeah. Needless to say, it wasn't a coyote, and I've never heard of bears being in central Indiana.
No.
Probably not. Yeah, admittedly, it was foggy, so it could have misidentified. It could have been like a peg-legged homeless guy. Really hairy.
And listen to this story about the bear. I started watching Jellystone. I keep calling it Jellystone to upset people, but I started watching Yellowstone.
Okay.
On my trip.
Mm-hmm.
I finished the first season. Have you watched it?
No, not at all.
You seem a little resistant, a little defiant.
No, I just started hearing people talk about it not too long ago.
You would like it. I promise you that you would like it.
Yeah.
A lot of nudity.
I'm there.
And no male nudity.
Never mind.
Mostly female nudity.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
I've decided, after I watched Sons of Anarchy, I wanted to join a motorcycle gang.
Sure.
Now, I'm leaving my family this week to go live on a ranch in Montana. I'm becoming a cowboy.
Okay.
I will work on a ranch
for
next to no money, and I will stay in the cowboy quarters with the other cowboys that work on the ranch. That's just what I'm going to do. This might be the last podcast you hear from us, because I'm getting my four wisdom teeth extracted.
Okay. That's just a kick that you need to get in that direction.
And then I'm going to a ranch. Don't know which one.
And with them wisdom teeth out, you might be able to take over the world. That could be holding you back.
They did my x-ray and they're like, oh my God, how are you alive?
Oh, dude, mine were so fucked up.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
Mine are bad.
Yeah.
We got to pause for a second.
Okay.
Okay, I had to go help my wife get down an electric skillet. She's making pork chops.
Yummy.
Yeah. So I got to submit to them.
They're making a thick-ass pot of beef stew at my house, and I grabbed some wings before I left, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to eat it, so I'll just eat it on the road.
Yeah. I haven't been feeling good. She made chicken noodle soup last night.
Nice.
That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't fix me. I know that. Starting to feel progressively more like shit dick.
Nah.
We'll live through it. So next one's called It Was a Shadow Human. Not a transparent human. It was a shadow human.
Okay.
So that's happened a long time ago. I must have been at least 18, no older than 20. I was sleeping on my back in my bedroom. This is already hot. I was sleeping on my back in my bedroom in my parents' house.
Who sleeps on their back?
Where I live.
That's psychotic.
It is. When I suddenly woke up from a deep, dreamless sleep. I opened my eyes and a male humanoid shadow seemed like it pushed itself up from laying on top of me.
Mm.
It seemed surprised that I woke up, interrupting whatever it was doing.
It was riding.
It wasn't anything sexual. If anything, it was, not sure how to describe it, feeding or scanning me. Makes the most sense, though I know both of these are sort of at odds with each other. It swooped back at me in a rush, and I fell back asleep instantly. I woke up about 2 hours later than my normal wake-up time, and I felt okay, just a little sluggish. I never saw it again. And then, don't get this mixed up between shadow person. This person saw a humanoid, dark humanoid, on top of them, and I think there's a little bit of a difference there. A lot of people...
Pretty hot, though.
It is hot. But they are immediately able to say, hey, it wasn't fucking me. So, oh, this is my mom.
Please answer it.
Oh, I got a funny story. This is perfect. I'll talk to her. Talk to her. Hello?
Hello, child of mine.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm doing good. I don't feel... I'm kind of sick. I'm not feeling very good. I'm kind of feeling sick. I don't feel very good.
Sick?
No, like a cold.
Oh yeah, that's what I
I was telling Stacy. I was telling Stacy last night about when we were at that play. We were at Emily's play, and then that guy stood up in front of us, and his ass and his balls are hanging out. And you got real excited.
That was totally gross.
Did you? I think I saw his balls.
I don't know, but he was showing it all. And I'm sure he had a draft back there because he was hanging out.
Saw all of his asshole. It was disgusting.
It was.
All right.
It was pretty far down.
Yeah. Well, I'm recording the podcast. Can I call you back when I'm done?
Uh-oh. You did not.
What? What? No, you called me. I didn't call you. You called me.
Okay.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
She is so mad at you right now.
Oh, last night I went to the play. I went to my daughter's recital chorus thing. And this guy stood up. He was probably 350, 400. He stood up in front of us in the auditorium seats. And we stood up, his pants and his underwear were down, like they'd fallen so far below his butt that his balls are hanging out of the back. And it was so close.
Oh, man.
It was so close to us. I know that one of us got pink eye from it.
That's why you're feeling sick.
But whenever he stood up, his ass and his balls are hanging out, my mom went, ball. She went, ball.
Oh, man, you're in so much trouble.
Dude, so much ass on that dude was hanging out. I could see his fucking lunch from last Thursday. It was
That's
disgusting.
Funny.
My mom was so fucking hot in her bloomers. I had to...
Oh shit!
And she was all fucked up, like, "Oh my god, that was disgusting." And my dad didn't see it because he was looking at the stage, and he looked over, he's like, "What?" I'm like, "This guy's ass and balls are hanging out in her face," and he's like, "Whose ass and balls are hanging out?" My mom's like, "That guy stood up, and his fucking butthole was in my nose." It was bad, dude.
That's so great.
It was a lot
your poor
of
mom,
fucking butthole. And I was gonna call her and talk to her about it, but yeah. I'm glad I got her first.
Hey, man. She called you.
I'm the gift that keeps on giving.
It's never safe to call Nick. You always just expect us to be doing a podcast.
She's, yeah. She's going to fucking sign. She's going to write me out of the will. She's going to give all my dad's fishing poles to my brothers. All right. You have the chance to be a holiday hero this year and get your loved ones something they'll actually use. And that's a freezeable pipe, bubbler, or bong from Freeze Pipe. Freeze Pipe makes a unique line of glass pieces scientifically engineered to cool cannabis smoke by hundreds of degrees. The results will shock you, and you'll be taking monster-sized rips with zero chest or throat burn. The Freeze Pipe founders were sick of throwing their money together to buy a nice bong for the house, only to have this expensive new purchase still leave them with harsh smoke, burning throats, and intense coughing. Determined to make the smoothest bong ever at affordable prices, Freeze Pipe was born, and the company has doubled in growth every year. Enjoy cannabis in a brand new light by coming to the icy side. Bigger, colder hits are just a click away. Visit thefreezepipe.com and use promo code BROHIO for 10% off anything in the store. That's thefreezepipe.com and use promo code BROHIO for 10% off. And it's time to talk about America's number one meal kit with HelloFresh. You get fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door. And you got the opportunity to get some free food if you continue listening. The holidays can be hectic, but HelloFresh helps keep things simple with recipes that cut back on meal prep and clean up so you can spend less time in the kitchen and more quality time with friends and family. HelloFresh meals are ready in around 30 minutes or less. Plus, with their quick and easy meals, 20-minute recipes or low prep and easy cleanup options, you can get food on the table quicker so you can spend more holiday time with your loved ones. And HelloFresh has been kind enough to let us try many of their delicious dishes. And I cannot say enough about how delicious every single thing is that we've tried. They're easy. They're fast. The flavor of every dish is unrivaled. Something that you have to try to experience. And right now we have the opportunity for you to try 14 free meals from HelloFresh. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/BROHIO14. That's HelloFresh.com/BROHIO14 and use the code BROHIO14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, guys, HelloFresh.com/BROHIO14. This is the season for giving. This is the season for America's number one meal kit. Visit HelloFresh.com/BROHIO14. Don't miss out, guys. 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. It's getting to be that time of the year where some of us can use a little pickup. The holidays, you're feeling kind of lonely, overstressed, a lot of anxiety. I get it, guys. I'm going through it too. Our friends at BetterHelp are here to help you today. No matter what interferes with your happiness, your mental health is important. Your mental health can affect a lot of things about how your life is going, and you have to address your mental health. And our friends at BetterHelp, they can help you. You can start communicating with a counselor in under 24 hours. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And no matter what you're dealing with, depression, stress, family conflicts, anger, grief, sadness, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, the professionals at BetterHelp can help you. They're convenient, they're professional, affordable. And in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states, and I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener of the BROHIO podcast, you get a special deal from our friends at BetterHelp. You just go to BetterHelp.com/Brohio. Again, BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brohio. And join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, guys, it's BetterHelp.com/Brohio. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Please take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. These guys, they can help you. They've helped so many people. They've helped me. I've had so many people reach out with rave reviews from the professionals at BetterHelp. So don't miss out. Give them a try today. You won't regret it. This one's the name of this one.
It let out a screech.
Oh, yeah.
From...
rest in peace, Dustin.
Total HHR badass. Okay.
HHRs are not badass cars, by the way.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Those are like the PT Cruiser looking things.
Oh, yeah. They're
pieces of junk.
Yeah, okay. I've never had an experience myself, but I do believe in this and similar phenomena. I have never spoken with my girlfriend about this sub, unknown humanoids, or any paranormal occurrences for that matter. On Friday night, she and I were at a friend's house and decided to leave at around 1 a.m. It's very foggy outside. This is a common theme here. It's very foggy outside, being that we live near rivers and creeks in rural Illinois. She goes to the gas station on her way home to the rural town we both live about a block away from each other. I get home and don't hear from her for a bit until she calls me very shaken up and crying. She says on her drive home she saw something crouched in the road on the right side. It looked to be fairly small, possibly a child. She rolled the window down and asked if they were okay and got no answer, only continued sobbing. She pulls over and gets out of the car, walked up to whatever this was, and attempted to ask if it needed help. The thing stands up on 2 feet at over 6 feet tall and lets out a god-awful screech and runs off the road into some...
I can't screech, I'm too sick.
That's pretty good, man. Into some pretty dense woods near a... what is that?
Tributary?
Tributary? What the fuck's a tributary?
Oh, there's definitely Indians involved.
Oh, yeah. Of the Kaskaskia.
There you go. I told you there was Indians involved.
the Kaskaskia River. Jeez, you fucking Illinois people are wild. Yeah. She can't say it was a girl or a boy, but she's never heard something like that before. She's pretty jarred by the experience.
Pretty jarred.
Man.
Have you ever seen anything like this before? Like a humanoid type thing? Fucking weird.
Now I wish.
Yeah. I mean, I remember this is kind of, I've had a million different jobs over the years.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I've always done is since the time I was about 18, I've DJed weddings and school dances and birthday parties. Just been a little side gig, you know, a couple $100 real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Always done that since I was about 18. I don't really do it that much anymore. But one night I was coming home from out past Springfield, and I was on some back country roads, and I was not tired, so I don't think my mind was playing tricks on me. But that night it was foggy, and it was a little fog. It wasn't like a super dense fog,
mm-hmm.
but it was still a little musty out, kind of like, you know, an old fart. It was a little musty.
Sure.
But I saw something what kind of looked like a deer up on the road, so I started to brake a little bit. And, I still couldn't really make out what it was. I could tell it kind of was like on four legs or four hooves. I don't know. But as the closer I got, the color kind of like, it looked more like a gray color, not a deer, you know, deer is like a brownish,
yeah,
or a light tan. This took on more of like a gray color.
Hmm.
And the closer I got, it wasn't moving, but then I probably got a little under 100 yards away, and this motherfucker, it like took off. But when it took off, it was not a deer. It galloped like a fucking person on four legs. Like,
ooh,
if you or I were squatted down, you know, crawling, bear crawling,
we would need help getting up.
We would need help getting up, and we would not move as fast as this thing did.
Yeah,
but it looked like it ran away on all fours, but it was not natural the way it ran away.
Weird.
And it didn't have horns. It didn't have ears. It looked like maybe something with mange.
Maybe.
I don't know. It kind of ran like a bear, but there's not bears around here. That's the only thing I can think of that it ran away like was a bear. It kind of galloped away like a bear. We don't have bears around here.
No, not at all.
And I still, to this day, I don't know what the fuck that thing was. But it wasn't a deer.
I'm sure it was something that was mangy.
Yeah, maybe it was a mangy deer, but it was whatever it was is dead now.
Oh yeah, long gone.
Long gone. I hope it was a Bigfoot. I hope it was maybe my doppelganger.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it was. And it scared I was kind of shooken by it. I said, man, goddamn, what the fuck was that thing? Because if it's a bear, we got bears now. I got to worry about that.
Man, I can't imagine.
I'm still 40, 50 minutes away from the house, but it could have been a bear. And my dad's told me a story about how the circus lost some animals driving by his house when he was a kid growing up. And they had a horse get out, and they brought it back. When they brought it back, it had, like, the fucking gnarliest claw marks on this horse. And no one could really figure out what the fuck got this horse.
A meth head.
Yeah. Bills have eyes shit.
Dirty fuckers.
But there were some animals that had, like, a train wrecked with the circus animals on it or something.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild shit, too.
That's fun. I want to see a circus crash.
I just want something mean and ugly to attack me.
I'm game.
Yeah. Three humanoids in mom's living room from Lime 007. This happened in the middle of the night at my mom's house some years back in Northern California. Okay, here we are again, Northern California. I was asleep on the floor in the living room. Next to the living room is a room that can be seen through two large windows and French doors. We call it the middle room. Next to that was my mom and stepdad's bedroom. The light in the middle room was left on, partly dimmed at night. I woke up and saw three short gray aliens walking around in the middle room. They were about 5 feet tall, had long, skinny arms, and were wearing dark-colored jumpsuits. The arms stood out to me was the most bizarre because of how thin they were, with no muscle tone like you would see in a human. The eyes looked solid black and were larger than a human's, though not as large as shown in some depictions. I don't remember about the nose and the mouth other than those features were small and not noticeable. I don't remember any details about the hands. I was able to sit up partway as I was watching them, but I had no energy to do anything else. They didn't seem to notice that I was watching them. Within a couple of minutes, I fell back to sleep. I'm guessing that they were that they transmit something to keep everyone passed out, but sometimes it doesn't always work 100%. Here's the kicker. In the morning, my mom walked in and said the aliens were there the night before. I then told her that I saw them too, and I asked how many there were and what they looked like. Her description matched what I had seen. She's had other alien encounters, but this was the only time there were witnesses to what she had seen.
Huh.
That's pretty weird.
Cool. Man.
And I think that, you know, you kind of touched on it earlier, that they've been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Whatever these things are. And I think they've probably mixed their DNA with ours at some point. That's kind of, you know, a product of that.
For sure they want to fuck. I mean.
Yeah, everything wants to fuck.
Yeah.
I've been watching that cowboy show.
Does cowboys fuck?
Some of them guys got to jack off them horses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think I could probably do that. Not because I'm into, like, bestiality or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a good rhythm, a good stroke.
Okay.
And I know that I could do it for a horse.
Stroke game strong.
And I think out of all the animals that I would want to jack off, a horse would probably be number one. Hear me out for a second.
Okay, yeah, I'm listening.
Not because it would be nasty or weird. That's just a big old fucking wiener. That would be a lot of fun to just sling around, just like, oh, look at a horse dick, you know, shaking at people and stuff.
Yeah, it's
a
huge dick.
And there was, proposed this question at work, and I said, you know what, I'm going to ask Rob Dog. It's one of those what if questions.
Okay.
You can either have sex with Hulk Hogan's upper torso with Margot Robbie's bottom torso, or you can have sex with Hulk Hogan's bottom torso and Margot Robbie's upper torso. Which one would you rather have sex with? Mind you, Hulk Hogan slept with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. There's a sex video of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And they don't call him Thunder Dick for nothing. He's not the immortal one, Hulk Hogan, for nothing. That guy has got a mudslinger on him. Unlike the dick matches the curtains, if you know what I mean.
I think, yeah.
He's got a Hulk Hogan dick.
I think I'd stare Terry right in his eyes as I fucked Margot Robbie's lower half.
Man, he called him by his government name. Goddamn. He didn't hit him with the Hulkster.
I wouldn't give him, like, I'd make him, like, I'd kind of degrade him with it a little bit. Like, oh yeah, Terry, you like that?
Yeah, listen here, brother. I'm in charge tonight, Jack. I opted for Margot Robbie's upper torso.
Yeah.
And just to use the big dick as a handle. Not really anything erotic.
Yeah, you just put your dick in between his butt cheeks.
Yeah, not anything to make me. But then you got to worry about his old knees and ankles.
That's true.
But you know he shaves his legs and shit. He's a wrestler, for sure. So he'd be nice and smooth. So I'd be able to get past that.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% confident in. You know, we have a lot of guys that listen to this show that really have a hard time with women. But women, as a woman, if you're looking for the companionship of a man, all you have to do is have your toes done and smell good, and you can literally get any guy you want. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter what your personality is, what your looks are, what is on the inside or the outside. As a woman, you just get your toes done and put on good perfume, and you can land any man in the entire world.
Got me sold.
How is that possible? It's because men are shallow fuckheads. That's how that works.
It takes very little to impress us.
Listen here, brother. I know I gotta look like Margot Robbie from the waist up, but I'm still the Hulkster downstairs. So you better watch what you're grabbing down there, Jack. Yeah, I told him, I said, Margot Robbie's top torso with Hulkster's bottom. I would grab the dick like it was a cargo handle, and I would use that to effectively seal the deal. Not as a
mission complete
sexual pleasuring device. I would just grab the dick, use it as a cargo, like, oh shit, handle in a car. You know, when Margot Robbie's top torso and the Hulkster's bottom tries to get away from me, I just grab the big old thunder dick and pull it closer.
Margot Robbie is gorgeous.
She's very attractive. Yes.
It hurts me passing up on that upper half, but I'll be good with the lower half.
Listen here, brother.
I can do some damage.
I had some Indian food last night, brother. It's going to hurt both of us. Hulk Hogan, what a fucking bastard.
Oh, dude. This dick probably smells so bad.
Smells like old knee pads.
Oh, God.
Smells like Hacksaw Jim Duggan's knee pads.
I bet he bleaches his pubes, too.
He does, for sure.
Or he just shaves them off completely.
I saw a video of him walking the other day. His ankles are all fucked up. Oh, dude,
I know.
And his leg, he looks like a walrus. His like feet are like flippers. They're out.
Yeah. I remember seeing something that he's like, just from all the leg drops he's done, he's like shrank like 5 or 6 inches.
Yeah. Then he was like 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah, now he's like 6'2" or something like that. And now he's just from his spinal column getting so compacted.
Knees are all collapsed and stuff.
Yeah. He has like no like cushion between his vertebrae.
I tell you what, you take slap Margot Robbie's top torso on Hulk Hogan's
perfect vertebrae.
Back in business. All right, this next one's for you, Rob Dog.
Yeah, pale skin and dark eyed humanoids, my favorite. An investigation. I don't know what that next word is. Shamanic.
Yeah, probably for like shamans.
Shamans, yeah. Group on the Pine Ridge. Oh God, disappeared.
God, sorry.
On the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation was called in to investigate and bless a home. The incident began when two sisters observed a black-eyed boy outside the home. Not long later, a group of ashen white-skinned children with black eyes were seen congregating around the property in an attempt to interact with the other children living there. That's some shit, some fuck shit right
there.
Some
black-eyed kids right there, dude.
Yeah. The first two occasions, there were only two of them, and they asked to be let inside the house to get food. The third time, the third one showed up, and this time, they asked for blood. Oh, jeez. They were never granted access to the house. Good. The children described their voice as not normal, robotic, and monotone. Pets also went missing around this time around the property. The parents of the children recalled seeing these spooky children, too. They also claimed to have noticed strange events around their home, including poltergeist activity and the sightings of, on at least two occasions, strange entities that they later thought to be alien.
We got
to
go there.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I want to get involved in something really, really weird like that. One of, some, you know, Skinwalker Ranch, Stargate Ranch, Stardust Ranch, something. Yeah. I want to go someplace like that where it is so overrun with activity that you don't know what, you're not walking into a ghost story, you're not walking into an alien story. There is no fucking telling what is going to happen on what night. So if any of you live on a property like that where you got aliens, ghosts, monsters, send us an email. Maybe we can facilitate something where we come out and do a little investigation on your...
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. You know, I don't think people out in the country listen to us, though.
No.
All them goddamn city slickers, though, do they?
For sure.
Oh, show. This next one is called Crawler Inches From His Face.
Hell yeah.
If I had a handful of gold for every time I had a crawler inches away from my face. So this encounter happened around 2 years ago while I was living with my parents in Texas. At the time, I was waking up from a short nap and did not see it as anything unusual. I just figured it was some kind of partially dream or something of the like. I was napping on my bed. At the time, I had a futon, so I wasn't too far off the ground.
Hell yeah.
Futons are just, it's like a spork. They're perfect.
I know.
In the middle of the day, they were taking a nap in the middle of the day. I can't remember the exact timing of when this took place to save my life. As I opened my eyes, I saw for only a second the image of some white humanoid creature kneeling on its hunches looking at me. Kneeling on its hunches.
Okay.
Sign me up. It couldn't have been that tall since its eyes were only inches above my bed. I could see the tops of its knees, which was resting its head against.
Hmm.
While I can't remember many details about its face, I knew somehow that it wasn't entirely right, for lack of a better term. I can't remember if it even had any hair on its head or the color of its eyes, but I can remember that its skin was very pale and it looked as if it were just skin and bones. I don't know why the image of this creature was so vivid, even though I only saw it for a second, but even to this day, it stands out. I only recently have been able to give it a name, named this thing, since I saw a post on this sub describing these type of creatures as crawlers.
Hmm.
Have you ever seen a crawler?
No, I don't think I have.
There's those crawlers, God, in California, somewhere, Santa Fe, I can't remember. But there was a video that came out of these fucking things wearing sheets, just walking around with two legs. We talked about them a little bit before.
Yeah.
Something crawlers. I need some of that in my life.
You remember creepy crawlers when we were little?
Yeah, man.
Those were fucking dope.
I had that, and I about burnt my fucking room down the first night. My dad said, no, we're getting rid of this.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm making creepy crawlers. He said, no, this is an easy-bake oven, you goddamn fruitcakes.
Pretty much
we're
what it was.
We're throwing it away. You don't need this. You about burnt your fucking sheets. I did burn my sheets. Yeah, nice. That's why he came in there, because I burnt my sheets.
Yeah, I had something that was also something that, like that, that was similar, that was popular around the time. I don't remember what it was called, but it was like a... it was like a mad scientist chemistry set thing.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And it was big on like Nickelodeon and shit. They had commercials for it all the time.
We got to find that.
I don't remember what it was called, but I remember you'd like make this shit that was like, you could shape it like a brain, like in like a brain mold and like all these different weird things. That was pretty fucking cool.
We got to find
that. Was fun. You'd eat it afterwards.
Yeah. I got vintage science experiment Nickelodeon. Let's see if that comes up on Google with anything. I'd have to do some digging on that one.
Let me see here.
It's not Mr. Wizard. That was a TV show.
No.
But I do remember what you're talking about.
Let me see here.
Those commercials were wild, though, man. They made it look like you were in a fucking meth lab.
Yeah.
They were, those commercials were
let me see
something
here.
Else. I never had that one. I had some, they got me some magician's kits. I really enjoyed those. Those were a lot of fun.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, I never had that mad scientist thing.
Yeah, I did.
I got the CD-ROM Grossology growing up. And it was just the study of farts and burps and shit and puke and stuff. But it came with a big old fake pile of puke. And my mom and dad didn't know it. So then I opened up the...
was it Dr. Dreadful?
Maybe.
That sounds right.
I'd have to see the commercial or the set to immediately make it click.
Yeah.
But I got this fake puke out of the CD-ROM box, and then I went to my mom. This
That's definitely it.
Oh, yeah, that's, Dr. Dreadful.
Yeah, definitely it. For sure, that's it. Okay, good deal.
And I had the fake puke in my hand. I'm like, Mom, I don't feel so good. She's like, oh, okay. And I threw that fake puke on her. She was scared for her life, bro. She thought I fucking thought I blew guts all over.
Oh, man.
All right. This next one. I think it's your turn, right?
Is it? Okay.
I don't remember.
Sure, I'll go. Odd man spotted behind a shed. It's me. I'm sorry. Almost every week, my wife and I go to our friend's house on Friday nights. Good friends there. A few months ago, one of my friends said that she had been noticing lights in the sky. She said they were multicolored, red, green, white, and blue, in a cross pattern. It was Jesus. It's coming back.
Definitely Jesus.
One night we were all hanging out, and I had to relieve myself, so I walked to the side of the shed and did what needed to be done. When I looked up, I saw him. He was about 4 feet tall and pale white. He had a normal size head for a creature his size, not the stereotypical big-headed, big gray eye, and beady eyes. So he had a big old normal size head and beady eyes. There was no clothing, and hell yeah. Mm. And while I saw no genitalia, I just sort of knew that he was a he. You're assuming his gender.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. You're canceled.
Get out of here.
When he saw that I noticed him, he scurried away behind the shed. I went after him, probably with his dick out, pissing. But when I rounded the corner, he was gone. Since then, I have seen him one other time in the same situation. This dude pees outside a lot.
I love peeing outside, dude.
I do too. It's so much fun. Sometimes I just do that if I'm outside or if I'm downstairs, I'll just go outside and piss. Neither time was I afraid. In fact, I felt a certain level of calm and peace, the way you do when you walk out of church or have had a drink and just passed being buzzed. I don't know who or what he was, but I want to. He wants to know.
Wants to know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I told this story at a live show, but I don't think I've told it on a real episode. When I was probably, 11, 12, I got a candy apple blue mongoose bike.
Hell yeah.
The most beautiful fucking BMX bike ever made. This thing was gorgeous.
That's what everybody wanted, was a mongoose back in the day.
Yeah, man. This is back when mongoose was before they were kind of commercialized.
Yeah,
this is back when you only get them in specialty shops and stuff.
Yeah.
I got this mongoose. It was like $300. I mowed grass and saved my money and got birthday money. I saved up for this thing, but I got it. And that whole, there was a group of guys in my neighborhood and all they did was just ride.
Oh,
bikes, dude.
Yep.
Chris Elliott was one. And I just always wanted to, they were bad kids.
Yeah.
They did bad shit. They were fucking hellions.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wanted to hang out with them, and I could never hack it. And
dude, Chris was badass BMXer.
He was.
Bad as fuck.
And I was so scared of that dude growing up.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Such a sweet, nice dude. And I remember one night, the thing was that they would always go, there was a cemetery by our house, and there was a woman that died. Her name is Sophie. I can't remember. I could post pictures of the headstone, but her headstone is a tree stump. It's called the Witch's Grave, where Rob and I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the Ebenezer Church, I think is what it is.
Yeah.
You just look up the Witch's Grave or the tree stump headstone at Ebenezer Church, probably find it in Dayton, Ohio. But the thing was, all these guys would go piss on this thing. It was kind of like a rite of passage.
God damn it.
That was kind of their thing, is they'd all go piss on it. And they invited me to sneak out and go ride bikes with them that night. And they told me that I was going to go piss on the witch's grave, because that was the only way I could hang out with these fucking dudes, is to...
if that's what I got to do.
Yeah. And this is kind of like pre-pubescent. I didn't quite have hair in my penis yet. And I know I'm a lot different than other guys. Some people get hair on their actual, their pelvis. I get hair on the shaft of my dick. So I have hair from my pee hole all the way to the base of my penis.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any actual hair on my foop at all, or my balls. All the hair is on the shaft of my dick.
Okay.
It's really strange. Hard to explain.
It happens.
But they invited me out. They said, we're going to go piss on the witch's grave. We're going to get fucked up. We're going to fuck each other. No, they didn't say that part. But I was so excited to finally hang out with some of these dudes, because I wanted to do hellion rough up shit.
Yeah. So do gangster stuff.
So I get out, hop on my fucking candy apple blue mongoose. We start cruising. We go up to the graveyard, and they all go, they piss on us, on the headstone, the witch's grave, the witch's headstone. And then it's my turn, and I got a really nervous dick. For starters, I was young for my grade anyways. I was always the youngest in our grade.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys were a grade or two older than me. So they had big old fucking dicks, big old full-grown man dicks. And I still did not. I still had a baby dick. I had a Huggy. Like, this dick could fit in Huggies. Not a huge, scary dick yet. So I walk up. Naturally, I'm a little nervous to start peeing on this headstone. But I pull out my dick, and I start pushing. No water's coming out. I really don't have to pee. Usually, I can pee anytime I want.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had a shy bladder, and I'm pushing. I'm trying to pee. Nothing's coming out. Start shaking it. Start talking to it. Like, come on, dick. Make something. And I finally start peeing on it. And then as soon as I start peeing, I hear someone's voice go, "Hey," right in front of me. And I look up. There's this dude walking his dog in the graveyard in the middle of the night. And he'd been watching us all pee on this fucking thing.
Oh, shit.
And he says, "She's already dead. You don't have to drown her." I fucking shoved my dick back in my pants. I pissed all over myself. And they're like, "Ah!" They're all, I remember, like, Chris started squealing. He's like, you know, he's got that raspy,
high pitch voice. Yeah,
squealing, dude. And he's laughing.
Oh my gosh!
And that fat fucker in the park at 12 o'clock at night.
You don't have to drown her.
He's like, "You don't have to drown her. She's already dead." I said, "This fat fucker's been looking at my wiener."
That's so funny.
I did take some solace in the fact that he was probably, you know, 40, 50 feet away. I had a really small dick with no hair on it. I could barely get it out of my boxers and my jeans all together. So I don't think he saw my dick, but I know he saw those other guys' dicks because they probably had full grown men. I didn't see their dicks, but they had probably full grown man dicks. And I did not possess that at that point.
Oh man.
A little before that.
You didn't have that type of ammunition?
Not yet.
Yeah.
My dick did get bigger after that.
Well, yeah.
It didn't stay a baby.
Typically what happens.
Not a lot. Not a lot bigger, but it did not remain a baby dick. And he said, "You don't have to drown her. She's already dead."
That's so funny.
What are you dick watched in the cemetery? The middle of the night, you weirdo.
Yeah.
He was the first cemetery, Terry.
Ooh, man, he probably was.
That's why I don't like pissing outside unless I'm really comfortable with my surroundings. Love pissing in my backyard. You guys come to my house anytime after 8 o'clock, you can watch me piss in my backyard.
Hell yeah.
And I try and be... And my neighbors can all see me, so I try to be really discreet about it. So I try and just, like, I'll pull my dick out and I'll squat down like I'm just looking at the grass. And really, I'm just squatting down, pissing straight down. I point my wiener down and I start pissing the grass like a woman peeing in the grass. Squat and piss.
Get you a little puddle going.
Yeah. This one's called The Alien in the Room. This is our last story. I was around 5 and in my bed struggling to fall asleep. My parents were in the living room up the hall, and I had my bedroom door open with the hall lights on to act as sort of a nightlight. I can remember tossing and turning and getting bored because I just wasn't tired. I sat up, and there in the middle of my room is a silhouette of an alien. Thin body, huge head, small too because it was eye level to me sitting in my bed. I couldn't see any features because of the light from the door behind this figure. But we stared at each other for what felt like ages. Very slowly, this thing moved close to me, lifting its arm. I can't remember which one, and reached out as to touch me. I remember blinking hard to see if I was dreaming, and when I opened my eyes, the alien was gone. Nothing was there. I stay sitting up in my bed, listening for anything, because I'm scared this thing is waiting for me in the hall. I had no fear at all when this whole experience was happening. But now I was terrified and sprinted up the hall to my parents, asking them who was in my room. I'm 23 now, so I don't remember much past that. We moved houses a while later after I got seriously ill. Funnily enough, the place we moved to had serious poltergeist problems, and I should submit some of those stories too, but I'll never forget seeing that figure in the middle of my room in the middle of the night.
Hell yeah.
Lots of, and I mean, I'm fucking hundreds of thousands of humanoid stories, not only aliens and ghosts, but just strictly humanoid stories. People seeing like something with human-like features in the middle of the night or in the darkness of the night, you know, they're out and about, maybe not necessarily in your room, but lots of stories of people seeing stuff with human-like features that just aren't quite perfect, which is really cool, man.
That is really cool.
I think it's really cool.
Because it makes you wonder, like, where, if those things are real. Yeah, and if it is, what the fuck happened for that feature to not be, you know, distinct?
Did they piss on the witch's grave?
Very well could have.
Very well could have. Did they see my dick?
Maybe that's the catalyst.
Not a good chance. Not a good chance at all. Okay. All right. Well, I feel like I'm on the edge of coming down with some type of terminal illness.
Oh, man.
I'm also going to become a rancher. I'm getting 4 wisdom teeth pulled next week without being put under. I'm just getting a little nummy juice. And they are impacted, bro. These teeth are laying down like they're dead.
Yeah, I had 2 of those.
In a casket.
Yeah, it fucking sucks, man.
And my top right one, this one, is... So these back 2 on the bottom, I can see them. They've grown in so much, they're starting to loop up.
Ooh, yeah.
They're great. But the top 2, I can't see them. So I'm like, I'll just leave them in there. And the doctor's like, no, the top ones are the worst. They're starting to eat into this tooth, and they're starting to eat into it so much, they're pushing my teeth out. And I've bit the inside of my cheek so much, I've got hard scar tissue on the inside of my cheek from where I've bit the inside of my mouth so much from how my teeth are starting to, like, go out.
Your fucking inner jaw is not edible, my friend.
Oh, dude. And when I bite my cheek, it makes a... That's how hard I bite. It makes a crunching noise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like...
It's happened to me before, too.
Oh, it's the worst thing ever, man.
It just makes you want to fucking hit something.
I got a lot of shit going wrong in my life right now. I just want to feel better. I really am so terrified of having my fucking teeth pulled.
Oh, yeah. It's not fun.
I haven't had one person be like, you'll be all right. I haven't had one person say that. Everyone says, oh, man, you're fucked.
It does what sucks really bad about it is that you got to keep up and make sure you don't get, like, a dry socket. That's real fucking bad if you get that.
They say someone gets a tooth pulled, they have between a 2 and a 5% chance of getting dry socket.
Yeah.
My calculations, if I have 4 teeth pulled, that means I have a 20% chance of getting dry socket. If you told me today that when I was getting in my car to drive to work that there was a 1 out of 5 chance that I was going to wreck and fucking die on my way to work,
yeah,
I wouldn't go. So sure, anytime there's a 20% chance, if you told me that I had a 20% chance of winning the lottery, I'd play that motherfucker every night because...
Yeah.
Within a week, I'm probably going to hit the lottery.
Get ready to have a bloody pillow, too. That'll happen. I sleep with my mouth open like a fucking Neanderthal. So
do I. That's...
So you'll be drooling and then fucking drooling spit and blood for a while.
Dude, I drool so bad.
Oh, I do too, man. Real bad.
I wake up, I drool enough to fill a 100-gallon fish tank.
What's the worst is when you roll over into it when you're asleep.
It's all just blood. No, my favorite's when I just drool a huge puddle. You could go canoeing through my slobber.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then my wife will roll over in it. You want to talk about fucking rage, buddy. And it's all cold and stinky at that point. It's my most favorite thing ever.
Yeah, it's so gross. Yeah, but hopefully, when are you doing that?
Not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
Okay.
So the 16th.
Hopefully it goes smoothly for you, man. Mine fucking sucked. I hated it.
How long were you injured?
This was a while ago, so it doesn't seem like, looking back on it in retrospect, it doesn't seem like I was out for that long when I'm thinking about it. It may have been like a week before I was like good to go.
Okay.
But I mean, they give you some good medicine afterwards.
Do you still have holes back there?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Hard ass gums.
I like your gums.
They're fucking there, man. They're prominent.
Yeah, dude. And every oral surgeon I've ever seen, or every dentist I've gone to, they're like, you got to go to an oral surgeon to get this cut out.
They should have done that with me.
I went to this dentist. This dude's like, I fucking got you, bro.
That's what mine did. Mine took, like I said, I've told this before, mine took 5 hours to get 4 teeth taken out.
Your wisdom teeth took 5 hours?
Uh-huh.
I'm calling them tomorrow. I'm not doing it.
Like I said, they did my... Top 2.
So they didn't put you under?
No, no. I just had laughing gas, like nitrous or whatever the fuck it is.
So did it hurt when they were doing it?
No, no. I couldn't feel anything, but like, it's so funny looking back at it now because it's just a funny experience because halfway through I threw up all over myself because the gas made me sick.
Yeah.
And the dental aide or whatever the fuck they call them.
Dental hygienist.
Dental hygienist. She got so pissed that I threw up. Like, I'm high as fuck. And she was like, why didn't you tell me about it? I was like, I didn't know. It just happened.
What the fuck?
And the dentist was like, he probably didn't know. It just happens sometimes. It was like, literally the split second that I realized it was happening, I couldn't do anything about it. There was a trash can right by me. I couldn't make it. What I puked all over myself.
Dr. Kevorkian-ass dentist did you go to?
Dude, I remember one specific time where they had so much problem with this lower right side that the fucking dentist was standing on the chair pulling my tooth, trying to get it because it was hooked under my jawbone, the root of it was, and they couldn't get it out. That's why they wanted to send me to an oral surgeon. He was like, oh, I got you. So that's why I'm scared for you, man. My face didn't really swell up or anything. I didn't have any like real swelling. I don't know how.
I'm going to fucking die.
The two that I had problems with, I think it was a top one and then a bottom one, I think on opposite sides. Those ones took a little bit longer to heal, I think, because it was way deeper. But it wasn't too bad. They gave me a Valium before I went in, though, which was pretty sweet. I went in there and I was kind of high.
Yeah, they told me that they said, make sure you're coming because we have to submit something to the pharmacy.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring something in.
They'll give you like one Valium you take like 30 minutes before, which kind of just takes the edge off.
And then we're going to give you some laughing
gas. Oh yeah, man. You can't feel anything. You're not going to feel it. You're going to be alive. But it was funny because like I was in there for so long and I was so tired. By the time they were doing my last one, I was like kind of going in and out and I was like, oh my God, this is how I'm going to die. Like I'm dying from an oral surgery.
Where did you have it done at? Do you remember?
I don't.
Okay. I'm not fucking going there, dude.
Yeah.
That sucks balls.
Yeah. It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun at all.
All right. I'm going to go die. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, for the last episode before I become a rancher and get my wisdom teeth pulled. I love you so much.
Love you guys.